The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Right now, I want to talk about student accommodation, though, because students in Munster's Technological University in Tralee, in that campus, they've been advised that a student village that had been providing accommodation is no longer available to them. They've been told that the owners have decided to take back the houses for the purposes of long-term letting. And of course, the academic year kicks off in just a few weeks' time. It is not just Tralee, though. Students are struggling to find a bed up and down this country. Molly Greeno is the president of the Students' Union in UCD. Molly, how bad are things this year?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on today. I suppose to say crisis is an understatement. I think we were at a crisis point this time last year and the year before that, but it seems this year the notable difference I've seen through my work is it seems it's just an overall supply issue now. Say this time last year, students may have been really struggling to find affordable accommodation, but now we're seeing students struggle across the board, irrespective of their price point. So it's definitely a really scary time for students and their families.
And so you would contend, Molly, that it's not just a case of kind of digging deeper in the pocket this year, that no matter how much money people have, some are just going to be left wanting. They're going to have to, well, I guess, commute. Is that it?
Yeah, I think we'll see a sharp increase in the number of students that are commuting across the country. Some students will probably be commuting upwards of 5 hours a day, if not more. So, yeah, I think on average, students are looking for something affordable, but have been forced to extend themselves far beyond their means and look for properties of upwards of 1,400, 1,500 euro a month, which is just completely unaffordable for them and their families, and essentially locking students out of higher education and accessing the college experience.
What would you get for 13, 14, 1,500 quid a month?
Sometimes it's just a bed in an apartment, say, or like a room in an apartment. We're very unlucky that UCD is situated in Dublin 4, which would be the most expensive rental area in the entire country. So we're advising students to extend their searches far beyond the D4 area and look in sort of other areas of Dublin County, but we will see an increase in students commuting as well, unfortunately.
Well, what's the longest commute you've heard about, or prospective commute?
I suppose we've heard students that are considering commuting from Galway. So if that goes to show how...
Galway? That must be at least 2 hours over.
Yeah, would be roughly probably with... I suppose if you get into Houston, it'd probably be like 3 hours to UCD and from Galway train station to UCD, 3 hours up and then 3 hours down. So it's definitely going to have extremely adverse impacts on students' academic performance, their mental health, and just the ability to engage in social life in college as well.
And obviously the opportunity then exists, or maybe a limited opportunity, to spend less on rent but live in far less salubrious circumstances. I mean, you know, we've seen this before, I suppose, you know, kind of a bed in a broom closet or a bed in a garden shed being advertised as student accommodation. What have you seen on that front?
Yeah, I suppose what's concerning is we'd really encourage people, if they are considering renting out a room, to remember that students are humans and people at the end of the day, and they don't deserve to live in such adverse conditions, even if they are willing to accept it. But I suppose we've seen actually a decrease in the number of our families or homeowners considering advertising rooms under a rent-a-room relief scheme. But sometimes we've heard stories of students being charged up to 900 euro per person to share a room, like you said, basically Harry Potter style broom closet, and for extortionate prices. But there's been an overall decrease in the lack of people registering rooms in UCD under the rent-a-room relief scheme. So it just seems to be a supply issue across
the board. Yeah, that's interesting, because you did hear about that obviously during COVID, the kind of traditional digs model, that stock began to deplete. Obviously, people weren't going to be, inviting strangers into their home necessarily for a year. They were understandably nervous. They haven't all come back on stream. It seems to be the case. Is that it?
No, they haven't. So we're actually in the process of working on a digs drive here in UCD Students Union. So I suppose if anyone is listening and had ever considered renting out a room to a student, we'd really implore you to do so if you have the resources, because it's at a point where this, obviously I'm speaking in the context of UCD, but as we've seen from MTU Tralee, it's an issue in Maynooth, Galway, in Queen's University as well. So it's students are negatively impacted across the island of Ireland.
Well, let's find out what the situation is like in the southwest in Cork. Alana O'Connor's with me. She's the welfare officer in the Students' Union in UCC. Alana, what's the situation there?
Hi, how are you getting on?
Good.
Well, the problem that we are having down here is it's not a lack of rooms, it's the price of rooms. There's loads of new purpose-built student accommodation buildings being built, but you're expected to pay upwards of 900 euro a month for them. To put that in context, a full SUSE maintenance grant is 625 euro a month. So if you're getting the full SUSE grant, you're still 300 euro off your rent. It's the prices, they're just really, they're not attainable for students.
And where does that leave students or leave their families then, Alana? Because they need somewhere to live. Is it that they're going to commute, that they're going to take out loans, or are they just going to live in, maybe not live in the dedicated student accommodation, and they're all going to, you know, pile into the old houses they used to live in?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we don't have specific numbers yet, but I think a lot of students will be resorting to commuting or sleeping on their friends' couches, because similarly down here, we've had a reduction in the amount of digs that are available. It really is people are relying on these new builds. And when they can't afford those, it is commuting that they're going to have to resort to.
And I assume some will turn to the credit union or the post office or family loans as well, putting themselves in debt.
Yeah, exactly. That is something we're seeing. But again, sometimes these loans aren't even covering the cost of rent. Similarly, students are working. The minimum wage isn't increasing. Your SUSE grant isn't increasing. None of these things are increasing. Students are having to work longer hours and putting their degree kind of on the back burner so they can just afford to live up near a college. And they're still not being able to cover their rent.
Yeah, we talk about the cost of living quite a bit on the show, as you'd imagine. And we talk about it in the context of the homeowner a lot of the time. I assume students, though, are not immune to all these increased costs.
Oh, yeah, not at all. Like, as I mentioned, the minimum wage isn't increasing, the living wage isn't increasing, but the actual cost of living is increasing. So students are really, like, it's students a lot of the time who are working these minimum wage jobs, so they are really bearing the brunt of this cost of living crisis.
And for 900 quid a month, I mean, what are you getting for 900 quid a month? I know these are, I can picture a lot of them. They're out when I was in University College Cork a long time, Alana, before you. And none of these existed down around where the Western Star pub used to be. That's gone.
Yeah.
and there's huge blocks of accommodation. But what do you get for 900 quid?
It differs accommodation block to accommodation block, but they're generally apartments housing between four to six, sometimes eight students. Sometimes you're getting a single bed, sometimes you're getting a double bed. But it's always it's sharing with a lot of people, it's a lot of communal living. And for all these ridiculous prices.
Yeah, I mean it's a remarkable amount of money being made off the back of students when you think about it. I mean, if you're have four people, you said it could be up to six or even eight, but let's take the lower end of it. If you've got four people paying 900 quid and you're only offering them a single bed, you're making over 3.5 grand every month on that apartment. So, you know, somebody is on the pig's back here, and it's certainly not the student.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of these accommodations are housing up to like between 100, 200 students. So they really are, it really is for profit at the students' expense.
Well, as you say, 600 odd quid is the current level of the SUSE grant. what might cover that rent. 900 quid is what they're being charged. The difference between them was the amount of rent I paid when I was in college, which again gives you a sense of, well, first of all, how old I am, but secondly as well, how scarce accommodation has become. John has texted in to say the government and the left are driving landlords out of the market with their policies, full stop. So why is anyone surprised at the present situation? I'm getting 1,058 euros for a four-bed house in Limerick from Mary I students. Does anyone think that this pays me to keep it? So says John. Another listener says, how many working professionals are paying that much in rent? Probably not very many. It doesn't seem right to ask students at the bank of mam and dad to fork over more than people in the working world. Keep those texts coming on 53106. My thanks to Molly Greeno from the UCD Students Union. She's the current Students Union president there. And to Alana O'Connor, welfare officer in the Students Union in University College Cork. Speaking of money.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.